around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Miss Independent, Miss Self-Sufficient, Miss Keep Your Distance, Miss Unafraid, Miss Out My Way, Miss Don't Let A Man Interfere.
No. We got girl power.
Man, I'm going to tell you what.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. We're live out here at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course for the Carlisle, Arizona Women's Classic going on. Epson Tour event that is absolutely remarkable. And we had a wonderful time out here on Wednesday for the Pro-Am. And now the real golf begins.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning. Good morning, Greg. Jamal.
I've never done that.
Michael. Don't Trev Henry. No, I never forget Trev Henry. He's the one that makes us go, oh, my goodness. You know, every year during the Waste Management Phoenix Open, when we'd be broadcasting from the merchandise venue, I would get to do my soliloquy.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is time for another one. We are at the beautiful TPC Champions Golf Course as the sun rises or rose a little while ago over the majestic McDowell Mountains, spreading a blanket of warmth through shadows and bird calls. It is absolutely a phenomenal scene. The players are getting ready to get after it for round three. And, oh, man, you want to talk about some good golf.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The golf course is set up probably at around 6,500 yards for the ladies out here, and we're going to get into that. But right now, let's get into a little golf that happened last week to get things rolling and see if we can stay on the rails for a little bit today. They did play the CJ Cup Byron Nelson last week in Texas, where they have had absolutely the worst weather in the world there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just been so just crazy. But anyway, Taylor Pendrith makes it through. Canadian player trying to make his way onto the President's Cup team this year. Got a nice little text message from Mike Weir to be able to get out there and just play and be himself and play his own game. And lo and behold, making birdie on the last hole and a little slip up by Ben Coles gave Taylor Pendrith his first victory on the PGA Tour. And here's what he had to say when he was done. I think
I putted the ball well. I hit my irons good. It's a great victory. All right, that's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. So, CQ, you got us? All right.
And Ben Coles did finish second, made bogey on the last hole. Who'd have thought he'd have made bogey on that last hole?
Hey, guys, can you hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha. We got you.
We had a dead mic there, pardon me. Let's go back to Taylor Pendrith.
Let's go back to Taylor Pendrith.
Give me
now.
1 second there. Hang on. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning, CQs.
It's been a journey, you know. It's my third year out here. I've battled some injuries on the McKenzie Tour, been up to the Corn Ferry, back down. Had to prove myself a few different times to get up to this level. And this year has been super frustrating for me with everything that's been going on. You know, have not been driving the ball well, and that's my strength. And this week, last couple weeks, you know, I think it's clicking, and you know, I'm starting to drive the ball well and drove it great today. It definitely makes it more rewarding.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Had several injuries. And, you know, that's the thing we never hear about or that we really know about what's going on with these guys as to why all of a sudden they're playing well and then their games kind of go in the tank a little bit. We never hear all the backstories until the player like Taylor Pendrith does something like what he did last week. And then you start to be able to get to know the stories a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because we forget, and it was this. I really got reminded of that this week, Greg, being out here with these players. Is they're people too.
Yep.
Right. They don't just wake up, go to the golf course, play golf, practice, come home, do it again. they are people with human emotions, human frailties, and, you know, the vaccine. You know, guy's hurt, maybe he's having some situations in his life, or a gal, and it's tough. It's tough. This is their job, and, you know, when you're going through something, sometimes it'll affect your work. I think that's what you saw with Taylor Pendrith.
No doubt that that's the case. Ben Coles? So close, Jim, but yet so far away from getting his first victory on the PGA Tour. And here's what he had to say, finishing second, making bogey on the 18th hole.
I mean, I felt awesome out there, even, you know, on 18. Of course, you know, feeling the nerves on the back nine. I mean, you know, that's why we play. I mean, you know, keep reminding myself this is, you know, what I want to do and what I want to and why I want to be here. And, I'm really proud of myself, you know, all day. Like I said, I definitely learned a ton from Puerto Rico because, you know, I felt night and day different from that Sunday. Yeah.
You feel as if this is pretty encouraging moving forward?
Oh, extremely, yeah. Oh, I'm, yeah, I mean, of course, it stings, right? Like, you know, you feel like you had it kind of right there and let it slip away. But, you know, I'm just taking all the positives. It was an unbelievable week. You know, I get to go back to my home state, and I think I got into Quail for next week, which is, you know, pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty good playing for him, that he was able to make it into that Ion 5 to be able to get in and play this week. And he's even par, tied for 33rd at Quail Hollow. So good for Ben Coles. They did play on the PGA Tour Champions last week, interestingly. Those old guys can still make it. They played 36 holes in one day, Saturday. They got rained out on Friday. They said, well, let's get 36 in on Saturday and see if we can get Sunday in. 36 holes is an official event on the PGA Tour Champions to be able to count it as official. And Scott Dunlop, he doesn't have any problem with it falling to 36 holes because he is your winner. He came in as an alternate and wins on the PGA Tour Champs. Here's what he had to say when he was done.
Noggle called me right after that West Coast trip where I was out there for 3 weeks. First altered all three of them. Only got in one of them. Not expecting to get in this week. He calls me and, hey, you know, Jay and I want to invite you to play. And, you know, it's wow. Almost broke down there. That's just so cool. So just being here, I just told him, I said, if I finish 50th this week, that was still the nicest phone call I've received in months, much less now standing here in the winner's circle. The good graces of others have brought me here. It wasn't owed me.
So basically, it just secures him for the rest of this year and next year on a PGA Tour champion. So way to go, Scott Dunlap, and pulling that victory off. The DP World Tour played the Volvo China Open, where Adrian Ortega was your winner there. And then on the Live Exhibition Tour, Brooks Koepka.
They played 54 holes, Greg.
They did play 54 holes.
Not just 36.
Well, they got rained out at the Xperia.
Excuses are like ears. We all have them.
So anyway, Brooks Koepka wins in his preparation for the PGA Championship defense
next
week.
How about that, huh?
It's going to be, you know what's going to be interesting is if you have Brooks Koepka, you have Scotty Scheffler, if his baby comes.
I got a feeling there's going to be some induction on that.
I know. There should have already been. And you would have Rory McIlroy. If Rory McIlroy wins this week, you'd have the last three players to win on the tours playing in the PGA Championship. Boy, would that be exciting to be able to see. But more importantly, the Rippers.
The Rippers,
GC win for a second week. You don't have a comment to the
Rippers?
Well.
Go Rippers is all I can say to that.
That's Cam Smith's team. He can't win individually, but he can win as a team, a lot like John Rahm.
You still get paid, right?
Yeah, but you only get 25% of that.
Well, yeah, but
75% of it goes back into Almari Almarayah's pocket. Yeah.
And the PIF. And we got a lot to say about the
PIF.
We
got a lot
today
to talk about there. Let's jump into this week, because there is a lot of golf, and we're going to cover all the way from women's college golf, because the NCAA regionals just completed, all the way up through the PGA Tour. We're going to start with the PGA Tour, where they are playing the Wells Fargo Championship. It is a signature event on the PGA Tour, so they've only got 69 guys in the field, or 68 guys in the field, 67, 68, 68, because Scottie Scheffler withdrew and
Oberg.
And Ludvig Oberg, because of a knee injury, withdrew.
So you got to be hurting pretty bad to withdraw from a signature event with no cut.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Well, they say he's so young, they just wanted to give him a little extra rest ahead of next week's PGA.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah. But, man, I'll tell you what, back in the day when these guys were rabbits, you played with a broken toe if you had to.
I mean, that just goes to show that the major championship is still more important. Personally, I'd have played in the Wells Fargo and be able to win the $4 million and withdrawn from the PGA Championship, if you want to know the truth of it. But anyway, Xander Schauffele is your leader. He not only held on to his lead, but he increased his lead by one shot over Rory McIlroy, who is at 7 under par, along with Jason Day. Rory McIlroy shoots 67-68. Jason Day shoots 68-67. Taylor Moore, 68.
Jason Day's having a resurgence, isn't he?
Yeah, former winner there.
Yeah, in bad fashion.
Bad, yes.
That
good form, bad fashion.
That might be. I was shocked. I thought, okay, he's bringing back the 1930s look.
Yeah. But he's gone from...
Very retro.
He's gone from smedium to 1980s baggy shirts.
I was going to say, guys, is it dagger pants or baggy pants?
Baggy pants in this case.
Yeah. So Sungjae Im and Taylor Moore at 6 under. Colin Morikawa sitting at 5 under. Sahith Sagala, Stephen Yeager, Corey Connors, Taylor Pendrith, Lee Hodges, and Ben Hoon An, are all at 4 under par. That rounds out your top 12 on the PGA Tour. When we come back, we're going to talk about the alternate event going on down in Myrtle Beach at the Dunes Beach Golf Course and Resort, the Dunes Club. We're going to talk about that and much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live for 35 years right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs at the Orioles.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Cattell shoots it off the foot of the pitcher, Cano. He picks it up with a bare hand and throws to first in time. The ball game is over, and the Orioles win it on a kick save by their closer. Unbelievable.
Listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks play ball on Arizona Sports 98.7, ESPN 620, and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, as Jim described, as the sun comes up over the majestic McDowell Mountains, I'm wearing my Shady Rays sunglasses and my Athlon's shoes.
Me too.
That's it, by golly. We've got Athlon's Mangrove Pro Golf Shoes, and you talk about comfort. It's like walking on pillows. You talk about stability. These shoes are the most stable golf shoe you can put on your foot. And it's going to be less wear and tear on your body. The Bunker to Bunker team wears them. We wore them in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. You need to go check them out at BunkerGolf.com or go to Athlons.com and make sure to use the promo code B, the number 2B, and get 15% off online or when you stop in the store at Mesa for your own private Athlons fitting. That's Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Customers say we are the best auto repair shop in town. We appreciate the high praise, but that's just the way we do business. Hi, this is Mac for Max Complete Auto Repair in Chandler. Family owned and operated, 100% customer satisfaction is our goal. We're not just fixing cars, we're building trust. Our team of AAC certified techs are backed with high quality parts and a 3 years or 50,000 mile warranty. We fix it right the first time. Check us out online at macsautorepairs.com.
Ford.com.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Calvese here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Built Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country, and the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, built Ford tough, and the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims, the Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room, and you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone, gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E, 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford fits your future at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Make your memorial memorable with Bunker to Bunker's 13th Annual Memorial Weekend Golf Tournament, presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses, on Sunday, May 26th at Arizona Biltmore Golf Club. Open to the public, the two-person scramble benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital and is loaded with special prizes, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. The event is open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited, so come join us and register at BunkerGolf.com.
Testify for you. I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I sort of like you. That
Trev,
like
you are
me.
In charge
all
of music today, I think, huh?
I'm not. Long as you joking.
Sorry, guys, this is me.
Oh,
yeah, it was CQ.
Oh, man. Because these are songs that have been, written in the last 5 years.
Exactly. As Greg said, girl power modernized.
Yeah.
I would have claimed it, but CQ beat me to it.
Sorry, guys.
Well, hey, for our listeners, I want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out this great offer for the new clients. Get $100 off your first program and a free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. Want to remind our listeners, make sure you go to Bunker Golf and get signed up for our Memorial Day weekend event. We're throwing you a little curveball. We're doing it on Sunday, May 26th. It's $115 per person for a two-person scramble at the Arizona Biltmore Golf Club. They've done a multi-million dollar renovation to the clubhouse. The new Adobe grill is amazing and a perfect way to celebrate your holiday weekend, and all Mulligan and Raffles benefit Phoenix Children's Hospital. So it's not so much about the golf, but what kind of money and funds we can raise for Phoenix Children's Hospital. So go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up. We're about 85% sold out, so don't delay. You're going to miss out, and you're going to be disappointed if you do.
Absolutely. You know, Greg, I had the opportunity, as I think you remember from last week, to go over there last Friday evening and have a bite to eat. And, oh, my goodness. What, you know, money well invested, Mr. Colangelo and his fellow investors. But it is a phenomenal venue, and you got the opportunity to get out there Sunday, but take another opportunity and go there, you know, anytime. It's amazing.
It's going to be a great neighborhood hang for over there in the Biltmore for all
after
those
golf,
guests.
Yeah.
After golf and for the neighborhood, no doubt about it. Well, they are playing on the PGA Tour a alternate field event. And that is the Myrtle Beach Classic. They're playing at the Dunes Golf and Beach Club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it is 67 degrees. Boy, the weather's been terrible on the East Coast. Rain and
cold. It's 67 degrees here right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a little bit different here, though. Chris Gutterup is your leader at 12 under par. He's got a one-shot lead over Robert McIntyre. And Jorge Campillo is at 10 under par. Alex Smalley, Davis Thompson, Bo Haas, and Alistair Docherty are all at 9 under par. Dylan Wu, Joseph Brandlett, Eric Van Rooyen, Chez Revy. Nice to see Chez Revy up there playing well. Trace Crowe and Chad Kim, Grayson Sigg, all at 8 under par. Round out your top 14.
Now, that's a first year. This is a brand new event on the PGA Tour.
This is a brand new event down there.
And the Dunes Club.
Such a great golf course.
That's some gourmet stuff right there.
They've got a hole on the, I think it's on the back nine. I think it's that golf course. The par five. Is that the one with the par five over all the water?
Yep.
And it's the only one. There's two people that have ever, that used to have ever hit that green in two. It was Mike Souchek and Davis Love, because it's about a 240-yard carry over the water to the green. And those are the only two that have hit it. Well, they are playing their first of many major championships on the PGA Tour Champions. They're playing the Region's Tradition down at Greystone Golf and Country Club. Down in, where is that? Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, where Steve Stricker is your leader.
Surprise.
He is at 12 under par, followed by Ernie Els at 11 under par, Steve Flesch, 10 under, Charlie Wee. We haven't heard much from Charlie Wee out there on the Champ Tour since he made his debut.
Can't believe Charlie Wee's 50.
I know. He's at 9 under along with Padraig Harrington. Kenny Perry and Marco Dawson are at 8 under par. Doug Barron at 7. And Kevin Sutherland, Paul Broadhurst, and Bernhard Langer coming back in his first really possibly full event. He played last week. Didn't do too badly. First week back after Achilles healing. He's at 6 under par, so he's only 5-6 shots out of the lead.
Well, Greg, I think the story on this event, and this is who I'm pulling for, is Kenny Perry. Are you aware of what's going on with Kenny Perry?
Yeah, that's
Kenny Perry's wife is in the midst of her battle with Alzheimer's disease, and Kenny, as rightly so, has taken a lot of time off from playing golf to care for his wife with her condition. But this week he decided to go tee it up at the Regent's Tradition. He put in a simulator, a net with a computer on it in his basement this winter. He's been hitting a lot of golf balls, but his golf bag is really interesting. He's borrowed his caddy's set of irons, and he's playing those because he hit them a couple weeks ago. He hit them good. A former roommate who lives in Dallas, he's using his one of his putters. So he's got a whole mixed bag. He's like, you know, I got low expectations. I'm just coming out and have some fun, and I think it's fantastic. I'd love to see him do something special.
Finds himself in the hunt. Billy Mayfair playing in the event, shot even par the first round, shot 3 under 69. The second round, he's in a tie for 27th with several players. They are playing on the LPGA. They are playing the Cognizant Founders Cup over there in Clifton, New Jersey. And Madeline Sagstrom and Rose Zhang, fresh off of playing in playing with her final exams.
Yeah, she's taking finals at Stanford.
Yeah, in college. She finished up there and runs out and decides to play a little bit of golf. Finds herself tied for the lead. Here's what Rose had to say. Oh, you know what? Let's hear from... let's wait to hear from Rose till later. What do you think, CQ?
Sure. Whatever
you need. Because I want to talk about five-time-in-a-row winner Nelly Korda, who shot 69 the first round. You know, not too bad. Four shots out of the lead. Then fires a little 66 in her second round. She's still four shots out of the lead, but finds herself in third place sitting there behind Rose Zhang, or as you like to say, because it's a tie for first.
Right, she's in second.
She's
place.
In second.
But if you don't think that Madeline Sagstrom, Rose Zhang, and everybody else in the field don't hear Nelly Korda's footsteps coming up, you are wrong. She is the talk of the tour. She is the she's the alpha female right now on that tour. And, boy, is she putting on a show.
So Nelly made big-time news this week at the Met Gala wearing her Oscar de la Renta vintage dress.
She looked like a movie star, for goodness sakes.
I know. She did. She looked absolutely phenomenal. And here's what she had to say about walking the red carpet this past week.
So crazy. I mean, you're standing in the line ready to get on the carpet, and you're like seeing all these people you usually watch in like TV shows and movies, or they're like famous like singers, and you're just like starstruck the entire time. Like, it's the best people watching. For me, I was just like silent, just looking at everyone's dresses. I mean, I would say, like, I saw Shakira, and I love Shakira. She's so beautiful. Everyone was really amazing there. I can't just point out one person. I mean, the dresses were unbelievable, and the whole evening was just a dream come true.
Hey, she's wearing an Oscar de la Renta.
Yeah.
That's
well, like you guys said earlier, they're just people. She says she was starstruck. People are starstruck looking at her. You know, she's going for six in a row, guys. Do you think she's going to do it?
It would not surprise me a bit.
She's right in the right position going into moving day to day, but Madeline Sagstrom and Rose Zhang have been, they've not been playing, you know, over the top great golf like they shot a miracle round of golf. This is the kind of golf that they play, so it's going to be tough. Nelly's going to have to stay on her A game, and if these other two ladies falter just a little bit, then she could catch him. But I think she's got a tough road ahead of her. But she's handling it very well. And she even talked about. Do we have any more from her?
Yes, we have her talking about in times and past.
Yeah.
She's almost done too much for her game.
Go ahead with that.
Here you go.
Well, there's two sides to it. Obviously, when I'm home, I'm definitely practicing a lot more and trying to work on technique. But when then I'm out here, the way I keep it simple is by not overdoing it too much. Going out, seeing the golf course, you know, doing my work with my caddy, picking a game plan, and then that's it. I think I've gotten too caught up in coming out here and thinking I need to do a little extra when I've already done my work going into this event, and it's time to just see my shots and execute them, and that's how I've tried to simplify it.
There you hear it. Simplify it.
It's working so far.
And you heard the same thing out of Scottie Scheffler a few weeks ago. Simplify the game. It's not that complicated. And it's really made a big difference. There's a big move on the LPGA board. Stephanie Kryaku is 5 under par today, 4 under for the tournament. She's jumped all the way from 61st all the way up to a tie for 6th. So she jumped all the way up there to be able to be just a few shots out of the lead, 9 shots out. When we come back, we'll wrap up what we have to talk about in the world of golf. We'll get into the Epson Tour, where they are here at the TPC Champions Course, where we are live for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. We're going to talk about that and much, much more right here on Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show will be back after this.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC. Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf. May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Do you want your front and backyard to be the envy of the entire neighborhood? Well, Moon Valley Nurseries will rejuvenate your trees and shrubs, diagnosing their needs on the spot and providing a tailored treatment for just $50 per tree and just $20 per shrub. You want to win a $1,000 Moon Valley Nursery gift card? Just text RENEW to 620-620 and sign up for Moon Valley's rejuvenation service. That's text RENEW to 620-620 today. Rejuvenate your yard and get a chance to win a $1,000 gift card.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC's general manager, Chris Scott. What kind of deals do you have for us this month, Chris?
May is truck month at Liberty GMC. We just got a huge shipment of brand new GMCs, which means huge savings, like $13,500 off the all-new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500. If you're looking for something a little smaller, you can save $1,000 off the brand new 2024 GMC Canyon.
Liberty GMC is the best place to buy your next truck. Visit them online all the time at libertygmcaz.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
This summer will be heating up as the Arizona Diamondbacks look to repeat as NL champions and bring home that World Series title. Man, is it fun watching these D-backs play. The Gold Glove defense, the speed on the base paths, and the newfound power in the lineup. You don't want to miss any of the action, but if you're struggling with your vision, you're probably doing a lot more listening than hearing. But we can change that. Dr. Jay Schwartz has been the team ophthalmologist for the D-backs since 2002, and he's ready to help you see the game the way you're intended to. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, it's very likely a vision correction procedure from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center that may be right from you. Dr. Schwartz offers a free LASIK evaluation and 2 years of interest-free financing. And he's got three locations in the Valley, Glendale, Scottsdale, and Mesa. Trust me, I had LASIK surgery from the Schwartz Laser Eye Center about 15 years ago, and at age 57, I don't wear any glasses, contacts, or readers. One of the best things I've ever done. So if you want to reduce or even eliminate your need of glasses and contacts, call 480-483-EYES for your free LASIK evaluation or go online at TMIDoc.com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Even close, Rihanna or Shakira?
Ariana Grande.
Ah, that was my next guess.
It was a girl. I knew it was a girl.
You had a 50-50 guess on that one, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Good. I almost said Ariana. Anyway.
Yeah, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
Well, anyway, we are live out here at the PGA Tour Champions Golf Course for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. And, folks, first of all, I'm going to say it like this. You need to get out here and check this event out. It is going to be your future stars of the LPGA Tour. We played on Wednesday in the Pro-Am, and you know, it's always a crapshoot as to who you're going to get when you play in these Pro-Ams. And when we were in the Ford Championship, we had Grace Kim and Yuna Kurimoto. And now this week, we had Saki Baba.
Yes.
And as we were sitting at the drawing party, I said, man, I hope we get Saki Baba.
I know.
Because, first of all, I love saying that name.
Yeah, me too.
And, two, she was your 2022 Women's U.S. Amateur Champion. And, man, what a great opportunity to be able to play with her. And the bunker karma kind of worked because she snuck in on the number at even par, making the cut.
Well, bunker karma sometimes takes a little while to get momentum. But let me say this about that. So, folks, you should get out of here, absolutely. But next year, if you get an opportunity or make the opportunity happen, you need to play in the Pro-Am. It was awesome. And we say it over and over, but it's something about the women players that just, quote-unquote, get it.
Yep.
They were, I'm no disrespect to anybody, but this was the best player attendance at a Pro-Am pre-party that I've ever seen. All the ladies were there. They're all very friendly. You know, they get it. They understand that the people playing the Pro-Am, the sponsors, are the reason why they get to play for money. But and the golf is so good. Now, Saki Baba, maybe a lot of you haven't heard of her. 2022 U.S. Am champion, and we got to play with her. And I've seen a lot of players. Now, she didn't have a great round Friday. That happens. But please remember this. She just turned 19 years old, right?
Right.
But as far as having the physical skills, I mean, she was hitting dry. Her, I bet she averaged probably 285 on Wednesday. But then, when she wanted to go after it, she hit a couple out there past 305.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of players that can hit long. But her iron game was fantastic. Her putting was absolutely, I would say, you know, in the top 10% easily. She has all the skills to make it out on the LPGA Tour, and keep an eye on her because she's going to be there very soon.
Yes, she absolutely can play, but on the leaderboard playing right now, local, Dana Fall.
Dana Finkelstein.
This is Dana Fall on the leaderboard, but formerly known as Dana Finkelstein.
But she was on the Bunker Show, and so there's Bunker Karma in action, Greg.
Took a couple months to catch up to Dana, but it's caught up to her. She's leading the event at 13 under par. Fired a little 63-66. Se-Yun Liu is at 11 under par at 68-63. Clarice Gushi is at 10 under par. And then they're just starting out. And by the way, just to give an update on Saki, she went out there and birdied the first hole, so she is moving up that leaderboard.
And you know what? They start them, all the groups today are starting on one.
Yes.
Love that.
And playing in twosomes, Elena Sharp, who we had a chance to visit with at the Ford Championship, is in the field as well. She's two under par. And joining us right now is Matt with the Carlisle Championship. Matt, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show in person.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Appreciate you guys being out here. Nice to be doing this in person, and looking forward to a great weekend here.
Thank you.
Nice office here today, isn't it?
Not bad. Definitely not bad. It's beautiful out here at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Beautiful new venue that we've got here.
And thank you for allowing us to be able to play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, and as well be able to be paired with Saki. She was an absolute gem. I'm not being critical of statures of any race or anything, but it's not normally seen where you have a 5'10" Asian player, and she's every bit just used every bit of that length to be able to knock the ball out there a long way.
Absolutely. I mean, you were talking about the talent, the full game that she's got, and you know, she's one of a number of players out here that's got the skills and the talent and the makeup to be able to make it at the next stage at the LPGA. And you know, we've seen a lot of our recent grads that have come through here are past champion last year, Gabriella Ruffles. She was up pretty high on the leaderboard yesterday at the LPGA Founders Cup. So there's a ton of talent out here.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I compare it a little bit to baseball, right? Because you've got all the different levels of professional baseball. You got, you know, A ball, high A, double A, triple A. And you look at these players, and if you do a little research, you look at their backgrounds, right? They've all got exemplary playing backgrounds. Some played at big schools, some didn't play at big schools, but they've all got great playing cred, right? And I'm telling you that the players out here are just a, they're a missed putt here, not getting up and down there, a mental lapse, you know, somewhere else from being on the LPGA Tour. These players are so close. They are so close, and it's really good golf. You don't shoot 63, 66, and not have a lot of skill.
Interesting little point of fact here. The LPGA leader is 13 under par, and the Carlisle Arizona Women's Classic is 13 under par. The cut on the LPGA Tour was 1 over par, and the cut here at the Carlisle was even par. So they're mirroring each other quite successfully. And tell our listeners what's going on out here as far as golf setup. How long is the golf course playing? I guessed around 6,500 yards. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think they had it about 6,400, something like that, the last couple of days. I know. I think today they may move a couple tees around, have it play a little bit different, try and make one of the par fives reachable that hasn't been the past couple of days, something along those lines. But, yeah, I mean, really the idea is that the setup is you know, ideally supposed to prepare them for the next level, for the LPGA level. So, you know, we try and mirror those conditions. As you were saying, the scores this week mirror each other. I mean, two totally different golf courses in venues, one in New Jersey, one here on the the LPGA out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's our jobs here is to prepare them for the next level, right?
Well, interestingly enough, as I look around, I see some players with caddies. I see some players using push carts. A little bit different for this tour than what it is for playing the LPGA Tour.
Definitely a little bit different. I mean, as you can imagine, at the Epson Tour level, there isn't as much resources and money as the LPGA has, so the expense of paying a caddy and the caddy's expenses of travel and all that, you know, it's much more difficult out here. So we have a lot of family members, significant others. You know, there are a handful of tour caddies out here as well, but, yeah, it's a little bit of a different environment. Like you said, you see some push carts out here, but, you know, some players are carrying their bag themselves as well. Yeah. So it's
The Epson Tour's been in Arizona for the last couple years, down at Longbow, I believe. How did this happen where, you know, Carlisle's been involved before. Their headquarters is right over here off the sixth or seventh hole, I think. But how did this happen to get to this venue? Longbow is a fantastic venue, don't get me wrong, but the TPC is known for hosting events, right?
Yeah.
So how did this come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So we also used to play this event in the month of March, and you know, we wanted to move a couple other things around on our Epson Tour schedule, so we wanted to move some of our Florida events to the month of March. Uh-huh. And you know, the way our players travel mostly in their cars, it's pretty difficult to go from Florida to Arizona back-to-back weeks on this tour. So we wanted to move our West Coast swing a little bit later. So we've got a four-week West Coast swing here, starting out in California, going to Tucson last week, to here this week, to Southern Utah next week. And you know, as we started to look at moving dates, you know, it also opened up the possibility of us moving venues with the day change. And so, you know, we started to look a little bit closer to Carlisle's headquarters, which is 2 seconds up the road here. I mean, right neighboring property, essentially, right up the road there. But, you know, it's obviously it's a championship-level golf course here. I mean, that was something we wanted to look for as well. I mean, Longbow was a great golf course as well. But being up here close to Carlisle's headquarters, closer to, you know, more of the center of activity here in Scottsdale, I mean, it's been a great change so far.
Absolutely.
So we've had Gabriela Ruffles win. We've had Fatina Fernandez Connell win. And we've had Rieksen Liu win, who, if I'm not mistaken, she's in the field and is tied for 14th at 6 under par. But interestingly enough, you've got 68 players from the United States, 11 players from the Republic of China, 6 players from Canada, 6 from Thailand, 5 from Chinese Taipei, 4 from the Republic of Korea, and 4 from the Philippines. That is a remarkable statistic in itself. You've got Olivia Mahaffey out of Arizona State. You've got Sari Pachana out of Grand Canyon University. You've got Gigi Stoll and Therese Warner out of University of Arizona. And you've got a couple of others. Michaela Fitzpatrick was a tournament invite, as well as Olivia Mahaffey. So, I mean, a remarkable field, typical, follows along the same way as what the LPGA Tour does as far as being a global, even though you're pretty much all just right here in the United States with the tour, it's a global tour.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can look, as we're sitting right here on the patio looking over the putting green, we see all the country flags of all the players that are represented in the field here. And, you know, typically we've got about 30 different countries that are represented on any given week from players all over the world. And, you know, it, like you said, it is the tour is based here in the U.S., all of our events in the U.S., but we really are a global tour, much like the LPGA is.
Well, it's so... I've told people that the Epson Tour is to the LPGA as the Korn Ferry is to the PGA Tour. So a player comes out here, plays well. Tell our listeners, you know, 15 cards are at stake over the season-long battle for points. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Let's save that
okay. For
when we come back. So nice teaser, Jim.
There we go.
Yeah,
got people sitting on the edge of their seat. Professional radio, baby.
You are getting great at this. All right. When we do come back, we will get into the answer of that question as to how many players are going to graduate from the Epson Tour to the LPGA Tour. And much, much more. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
For me, once again, it kind of feels like Frank Vogel is a scapegoat in this situation. You can't fire the big three, per se. You can't do that. But you can fire the head coach.
I have to think they looked around over the last 7 days and came to the conclusion that we have to change something. And this is the most easily changeable thing. Bradley Beal's not real tradable. You're not going to trade Devin Booker. Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to trade Kevin Durant because you're going to get a lot. You're going to get worse talent-wise. There's no way you're going to get Kevin Durant back in that trade.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair. Or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow. We appreciate the support and loyalty from the communities that we live in and love, in which we are part. Two locations, same principle. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa or on Higley Road in Gilbert. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Hey, this is Ron Wolfley. I'm sitting here with Tim Lee. He's the owner-operator of Moving Team 6. And Timmy, there are many things that have changed in the moving industry. What are some of the moving trends right now in the industry?
Moving has changed a lot. We try to just keep things simple. Anybody can go out there and roll a dolly and pick up some things, but to load up two 26-footers in a few hours and unload it without damaging anything, wrapping it, packing it, there's a lot more to it than people think, and I think that's why we put it on our shoulders to take that heavy load off of people's minds.
What really has changed in the last couple of years? Has anything?
It seems like there's a lot more people in the market. Every customer, every detail, every little nuance that goes into moving, if you're just doing it as a part-time gig, you're not going to be really good at it.
Brothers and sisters, you don't need to master moving trends. Moving Team 6 has already done that. Go to movingteam6.com for more information. That's movingteam6.com. Your move is their mission.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macaron all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
We're a two Ford family. Yep, Paul Calvisi here. In fact, Ford has been part of our family for generations. Built Ford proud dates back more than a century in this country. And the future, it is here at our Desert Ford dealers. Like those F-Series trucks, built Ford tough. And the all-new 2024 F-150 with the all-new interior and exterior is designed to be the most rugged, dependable, and productive ever. No workbench, no outlet, no problem. With Pro Power on board and that convenient work service, the F-150 has you covered. SUVs, there's the Ford Bronco Sport with five available trims, the Ford Explorer with all the advanced tech, plus three-row seating that folds down for tons of cargo room, and you gotta love how there's a powertrain for everyone. Gas, hybrid, electric, like that 2024 Ford Mustang Mach-E. 100% electric, 100% SUV with sports car performance and zero tailpipe emissions. Bottom line, get to our Desert Ford dealers and see how a new Ford fits your future at buyfordnow.com.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, sunny toy with a price. You know
that. A little too early for Taylor Swift, but it could be Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Woo, looking great. Can't trick me very often. I'm a modern day kind of music guy.
Look at that.
You are you are so hip. Shake it off, Greg. Shake it off.
I'm telling you, that is just.
See what I did there?
Yeah. All right. So as we went to break, Jim, you asked Matt a very important question. Go ahead and recap our listeners on that question.
The question is, the Epson Tour is to the LPGA as the Korn Ferry Tour is to the PGA. And the reason why you have these players playing out here, they're great events, but there's a big carrot at the end of the stick, right? So tell our listeners how the Epson Tour plays into getting an LPGA Tour card and also getting to final stage of Q School for the LPGA.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, for the first time, we've moved from 10 cards available through the Epson Tour to now 15.
Wow.
And that's due really in large part to the success of our recent graduates.
Sure.
I mean, we were talking in the break about the top three ranked players in the world rankings right now. Nelly Korda, Lilia Vu, and Celine Boutier all played the Epson Tour in the past handful of years. And so those are just three of many that have had great success. And so our top 15 players this year are going to earn LPGA Tour status for the 2025 season. And really those top 10 are our full cards, full status. At 11 through 15 is kind of conditional status.
Right.
So those players, 11 through 15, will still have the opportunity to go to final stage of Q School and improve their status there for 2025.
And then there's more, right?
So then, the next, I believe it's 16 to 35, also get the opportunity to go to final stage of Q School, and they can earn their card that way as well. So any given year, there's really 20 to 25 players that go from the Epson Tour to the LPGA beyond just the top 10 cards that it has been.
And that's huge. The exemptions are awesome, but those players that get into the final stage, because if you've got to go through, the first stage, the second stage, and the finals, listen, I don't care how good a player you are, you might have a bad round, and all of a sudden you're stuck, you don't get past first stage or second stage, and to get an exemption in the finals, that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you make it to final stage, you've got a pretty significant chance that you're going to make it to the LPGA. It's it's you know, later in the year in December, it's a limited field, and
right.
and there's a good number of cards available, and you know, even if you make it to final stage, you're still got top status on the Epson Tour for the next year.
And then how does it work for the players to qualify for the Epson Tour? That you take the an X number off the Q School finals, or?
So it all starts at stage one of Q School. Uh-huh. So stage one is basically primarily a lot of people who have just graduated college or are turning professional for the first time or don't have status at all and they need to restart at stage one. So right. stage one, you go to stage two if you make it through there. You make it to stage two, you've now got Epson Tour status. You're
okay.
eligible for Epson Tour membership.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course, we've got, like I was saying, there's about 20, 25 players that will go up each year. There's about right. 20, 25 that come
right.
back down each year. So there's, you know, we were talking about Rayshin Liu, one of the past champions who's playing in the field. I mean, that's an example of a player who's, who, you know, has kind of come back a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of ways.
Getting battle hardened to get back out there.
There's a lot of ways that players end up with Epson Tour
right.
status. But
well, know. And the thing about it is, I mean, first of all, you've got 20 of the 48 rookies. So there's 48 rookies playing the Epson Tour this year, but 20 of them are here. One of them being Saki Baba, who we played with the other day, who's only 19 years old. Could not be a better training ground than to come out here. History has shown of what the success rate has been for the Korn Ferry Tour to the PGA
right.
Tour. And I think the same thing is going to happen here with the Epson Tour, is that the success rate of these ladies starting here rather than starting in Q School at the LPGA Tour level and not making it, and, you know, so now you've got early rejection.
Right.
They're playing their way into it and playing their and getting that experience that I think is so valuable. I think that what you're going to see from probably the class this year, from what I'm seeing on this leaderboard, you're going to see these names next year winning LPGA Tour events.
Yeah, without
many years to come.
Without a doubt. I think the experience on the Epson Tour is so valuable. I mean, one example of that is Lilia Vu. She, when she first made the LPGA, went straight through Q School and kind of immediately fell back to the Epson Tour,
right.
struggled to figure it out.
Yep.
Played for, you know, 2 years on the Epson Tour, finally figured it out, won a couple times out here, goes up to the LPGA, you know, more prepared, and wins 4 tournaments, 2 majors, gets to number 1 in the world, and you know, she probably never gets there without having that more preparation, more experience,
sure.
and so it's a great proving ground.
Well, Matt, thanks for joining us today, and later on we're going to hear from a representative of Carlisle. Don't know how much we're going to talk about golf, because this guy's got a very checkered background that we're going to get into in the show at the top of the hour. But you have a great week. I guess you just go find an office and kick back and relax now the rest of the weekend, because it's on cruise control.
Not a whole lot more for me to do at this point. I'll just stay out of the way now. But thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us. We certainly appreciate you and all you do for the ladies in golf. All right, when we come back, we're going to make the turn. And we're going to have a very important guest on with us that has a lot of money for the Epson Tour.
A lot of money and a checkered pass. That's a pretty good combination.
All right. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning. We've been doing it for 35 years right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, we're sitting out here at the TPC Champions Course, watching the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic going on. And I'm sporting my Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses, just as I did on Wednesday in the Pro-Am. I'll tell you, you cannot go wrong. They're high-definition sunglasses that just make everything stand out sharper, clearer, crisper, so that you can get those good reads on those putts and be able to be able to make everything on the golf course happen. And you know what? Mother's Day is, oh, by the way, tomorrow. So don't wait any longer. Get over to the Kierlin Commons store in Scottsdale and get your Shady Rays sunglasses for Mom. What a great gift you could give to Mom. Shady Rays, whether it be the regular Shady Rays polarized sunglasses or the Green Wolf sunglasses specifically for golf. Either way, you can't go wrong. And you can save 30% on your purchase when you use the promo code B, the number 2B, with our bunker special on ShadyRays.com, or go to Kierlin Commons store in Scottsdale, right down the street from where we are today. Check it out. Shady Rays is number one with a Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. It should be number one with you, and make it number one with Mom today.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
When you need it, you want the best team to represent you. And the Berg Simpson Law Firm is a team you can rely on. Dave Burns here. Years ago, my wife and I were involved in a terrible accident, and we made a mistake. We needed help to navigate all of it, and we could have used Berg Simpson. They are not your typical injury law firm. Don't do this on your own. Call Berg Simpson, 602-777-7000, or visit them at BergSimpson.com. Berg Simpson, good lawyers, changing lives.
Made to shine. Real stories from Shane Company customers.
I couldn't believe all the colors of stones you could choose from to create an engagement ring at Shane Company. I didn't even know there were like 16 colors of sapphires. And they had so many diamond shapes, I just didn't know what to get. They asked me where we met, and I told them we fell in love in the Caribbean. They showed me their light blue aquamarine, and I was like, that's it, the color of the sea. It was perfect for her ring.
Exquisite diamonds and vibrant gemstones in a rainbow of colors. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Hey, Wolf here from my brothers and sisters at Santan Ford. That's right, you've heard me talking about my Santan Ford F-150 and the Warrior Queens Expedition and how we are Santan Ford. Well, if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, do yourself a favor. Go check out the hundreds of new and used vehicles at Santan Ford. Located at the Santan 202 in Val Vista in Gilbert, Tim Hovick and the great team at Santan Ford will take care of you. Go to SantanFord.com. I am Santan Ford.
KMVP FM Phoenix. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Dua Lipa, guys. Big hit song from 2 years ago, Levitating.
Don't you know they call her Queen B sometimes? Or Queen D.
Queen D? Oh, she should. What an entertainer she is.
Yes.
I want to see Shakira.
The hips don't lie.
And I'm hoping we're going to hear from Shakira.
Oh, I bet we will.
I bet we will.
Good idea.
She is.
CQ's good like that.
Yeah, it's exactly.
That'll be our show ender, I'm going to guess now.
He's a mind reader.
We just instructed Trevor. So yes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jim.
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
It is time for the highly informative, the always dependable golf tip of the week. LPGA/Carlisle style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this? but don't answer.
Yeah, answer.
Golf is very much like a love affair.
Ooh.
If you don't take it seriously, it's no fun. If you do, it breaks your heart. Don't break your heart, but flirt with the possibility.
Well, I got to think about this one. We're at the Epson Tour Ladies event, so I'm sure it's got to be a lady. So let me think on that.
All right, don't answer yet, though.
It kind of sounds a little old-timey with the romance.
I know. This week's tip of the week is right over left.
Right over left. There you go.
Very good, CQ. Right on. Right on.
Even on remote, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, so one of the things that I watch most golfers, and when you watch the tour players, and when you come out here and watch these Epson Tour players today, you are going to see something, and you're going to say, how do they do that? And one of the things is the way that they're able to release the golf club. People talk about, you ask somebody, okay, do you know how to release the golf club? Oh, yeah, I take it up here like this, and I flip my hands. That's not a release.
No.
That is not a release of the golf club. The release of the golf club is that when the golf club goes back in your backswing, that, and this is for a right-handed golfer, that left hand rotates to be facing away from your body.
Okay.
And your right hand is behind your body, okay, facing behind your body. And so if it does that, then when you make your downswing, that left hand has to rotate through and be pointing behind your body, and your right hand, back of your right hand, pointing away from your body. That is a release of a golf club. So you've got to go in your forward swing, you've got to be able to go right hand over left when you're making your downswing to get that club to return back to the golf ball at the proper position at impact. And if you're able to do that, you are going to hit a lot of straight shots. You're going to hit a lot of draw shots. But you've got to really work on that. You're not pulling the butt of the club through impact. You want your club head to actually rotate. It's not going to go past your hands, but it's going to rotate through your hands to stay in front of your body. That is so crucial to being able to make solid contact with the golf ball every time. So I want you to go to the practice tee, and I want you to take a backswing back to about 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And I want you to see your left hand facing away from your body.
So tell me what that looks like according to the watch on my left hand.
Your watch is facing out toward your target, basically, when you're at 9 o'clock position.
Okay.
All right. Now, when you come through...
Wait, that'd be towards my target line.
Yes.
Not my target line.
Your target line. Then, on your downswing, you're going to take that right hand and roll it over so the back of your wrist, if you had your watch on your right wrist, it's going to be pointing toward where your target is.
Okay.
You want the club to go back and through away from you going back and coming through you going down. And you're going to have a lot more better results when you make impact with the golf ball. A little bit complicated. You need a little help with that. Go see your local Southwest Section PGA golf professional.
There you go.
All right, Jim. That was your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Play hard, live hard, we got you. All right, Jim, who said this? Golf is very much like a love affair. If you don't take it seriously, it's no fun. If you do, it breaks your heart. Don't break your heart, but flirt with the possibility.
Well, as I said, we're at the Epson Tour. It's a ladies' event, so I think we're going to go with a lady on the golf on the quote this week. And I'm going to say it's a founding member.
Very good.
Because I know how this thought process works. Because
they are playing the cognizant founders.
Right. So the only two founders I can think of right off the top of my head, well, there's three. Babe Dietrich-Zaharias, Marilyn Smith, or Louise Suggs.
Louise Suggs.
Woo!
You peeked over and saw
No,
it.
I did not. I wouldn't cheat.
World Golf Hall of Famer with 61 wins on the LPGA Tour and 11 major championships. All right. That was your golf tip of the week. But now we've got to get into some really important stuff.
Yes, sir.
Not only has this guy got a pocket full of money for the Epson Tour, but he is the sponsor of, well, he might not be, but his company is.
He's got on his shirt.
I know. So he's Mr. Carlisle. He's wearing his name on his shirt. Dave Smith joining us. Dave, welcome. And first of all, thank you for hosting us out here, and thank you for allowing us to participate on Wednesday in the Pro-Am. That was absolutely remarkable, and we had just a wonderful time with Saki Baba.
Oh, fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you for having me here this morning. It's an honor for sure. And I'm glad you had a great time at the Pro-Am. And I'm still transcribing the tip of the week, so that's what I'm going to work on through the end of the week. So.
I'll show you. We'll grab one of the ladies' clubs, and I'll show you what I mean when we're done.
That's all I need. Thank you.
So tell our listeners, first of all, who is Carlisle? Because you've not only sponsored this event, but you've sponsored other events. You sponsor the PGA Tour, one of the Pro-Ams on the PGA Tour here at the WM Phoenix Open. Tell our listeners about Carlisle.
Well, I'll start with my title. So I'm the Vice President of Sustainability and Community Relations.
Okay.
And now Carlisle is an interesting company. We're based here in Scottsdale. We're a global manufacturer of construction materials that make buildings more efficient and resilient.
Cool.
So it's, you know, we've got a great opportunity, and as it happens,
it's a pretty good area.
It's a good space for us, and you know, we've got around 5,000 employees globally.
Wow.
And you know, opportunities like this help spread the word of how we're trying to help the community. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, it's great to have the Carlisle local company affiliated with this event, and I know that doesn't just happen because you're nice guys. So thank you, and thank the people at Carlisle for a significant financial contribution to the event. But Greg, tease us a little bit. I know Carlisle, building parts manufacturer, I'm probably butchering that. But Dave Smith's got a checkered background and a pocket full of money. Let's hear more about
Talk about the pocket full of money. This is the biggest purse on the Epson Tour. Tell our listeners how that happened.
Yeah, let's just be super clear. This is not Dave Smith's money. Right?
With all those people that are surrounding you, just backed up.
Yeah, I know. But it is our corporation's money, right? We're a major public corporation.
Sure.
And we do events like this because we believe it creates opportunities for a new generation of leaders, and frankly, this event, it's amazing. You guys have already pointed it out, but these are amazing athletes,
right?
And they represent some of the core values of Carlisle, right? Continuous improvement, resilience, the pursuit of excellence. That's what these athletes represent. And for us, it's an opportunity to showcase and demonstrate what that looks like, not only to our employees, but to the community, and in hopes that maybe we'll attract and develop additional employees.
What was the thought process on having the largest purse in the history of the Epson Tour when it came to this event?
So I love that question. So our CEO, Chris Koch, who is a very passionate player of the game, we saw this as an opportunity to make a statement,
mm-hmm.
right? Women's golf is, in my view, one of the great entertainment spectacles available.
No doubt.
And you guys have seen it firsthand. These women are amazing athletes, and what they do on the golf course, it's hard to describe over the air,
yes.
Which is why I'd like to invite people to come out today and spend some time here.
Right.
Watch these athletes, because it's spectacular. But there's a gap, as you may have heard, between women's purses and men's purses,
yes.
in many professional sports. Somebody has to step up and make a statement, and we thought this was a great opportunity for the premier event for women's golf here in the Valley, that's why we did it.
That's fantastic. You know, and it's so funny that you say, it's interesting you say it, because everybody in golf is saying, let's grow the game. Everybody's saying, you know, let's have equality in the workplace. Let's do all this sort of stuff. But so few entities are willing to step up and put their money where their mouth is. So hats off to you and hats off to Carl. What was the driving force behind? Was it a group of golfers within your company? Was it the CEO, CFO that said, hey, I'm a golfer, we want to do this? What drove Carlisle, besides affiliating with tremendous athletes and equality, to get this involved?
Well, you know, we're all golfers,
right?
At varying levels, and the reality is, It gets back to engaging in a group of people that demonstrate what we do. And again, it gets back to those core values. And this was a great opportunity for us. This is our fourth year.
Right.
And we continue to expect that this will grow this event in this community, and it will help the rest of the tour increase the purses. So it was a natural fit for us.
Perfect. Well, as we were talking in checkered past, you have a previous, before coming to Carlisle and doing what you do with communications, you had a little bit of fun in the past.
It hurts a little bit when you say checkered past. But
it's a very positive.
Excellent. Yeah, well, I was in the live entertainment business as a concert promoter for about 20 years.
Okay.
On the West Coast. So I know a little bit about what events should look like. And I've got to tell you, thanks to the good work of folks like our previous guest on this show, Matt Clark, we have put together what I think is a spectacular entertainment event.
Absolutely.
And again, I keep pounding this, but I want people to come out this weekend. Not only is there an opportunity for young kids to come be part of a golf clinic, I don't know if Matt mentioned, we've got a little local brew fest in the afternoon.
It's starting at 1 o'clock, by the way.
Excellent. So the reality is, that's just part of the surrounding entertainment, which, again, is centered on these amazing athletes and their golf games.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's so cool to come out here and see. I mean, I was kind of like a little fanboy because we played with Saki Baba. I know Saki Baba.
By the way, she's 2-under through 4 now.
We got to play with her some, but she was out here today, and she was right on the cut line coming into this morning. And then yesterday, a couple players made bogey, opened up the field to get the cut to even, and I got her autograph on my pro-am picture. And so I just can't wait. That's going to go in my, you know, my Hall of Fame. And, you know, to have when she's winning majors on the LPGA Tour, I'll say, I remember when she was 18 and 368 days.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, what do you want our listeners to know most about the event today and what they can do to get involved?
Well, like most opportunities in the Valley, there are a lot of options, right? There's a lot to do in the Phoenix area. The reality is this is one of the best values in sports.
I mean, literally.
There's for a day of entertainment for your family, I think children under 17 are admitted free. The ticket price of $10 is a pretty nominal entry place. And I hope it gets people exposed to what is, as I said before, a great entertainment extravaganza. These women are amazing athletes. They demonstrate, again, resilience and that pursuit of excellence and continuous improvement. And it's amazing to watch, and I invite anybody who has even the most remote interest in golf to come out and watch, because it will be an exciting day.
Absolutely. Dave, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the first 2 days under your belt, and it's going to be an exciting weekend as everything unfolds. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for having us out here. All right.
That's a good gig right there.
That is fantastic. When we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about. We are going to probably need another hour of all the things we have to go.
Tim McKay, we're getting preempted.
I've got a new reality show to tell you about when we come back. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Mike Budenholzer is a very smart guy. He's coming into this with eyes wide open, and he's coming into this knowing pretty well what went down here last year. You can't do what Frank Vogel tried to do, which is pander, never hold anybody accountable because you're real shaky in what you think they think of you, and then at the very end try to be a hard ass. That's when people roll their eyes. So coming into this, Mike Budenholzer knows there's going to have to be accountability.
Well, there needs to be authenticity from day one.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, even though we're out here at the TPC Champion Course for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic, why not later on this afternoon after you're done watching out here, get over to the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. They have the golf course in magnificent shape, and it's just remarkable what you can do out there playing golf. They've got great golf deals. They've got their weekly and daily golf specials going on. So you want to check out the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia. And while you're at it, when you're done playing your round of golf, make sure you stop by V's Tap Room for one of their 16 microbrews on tap. And don't forget the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. It is number one with me. It should be number one with you. And coming up in June, and it's filling up fast, is the Junior Golf Camps. So don't wait to get signed up. Go make your tee time at TrilogyGolfClub.com and sign your junior up for the camp at TrilogyGolfClub.com today.
The Cardinals signed some of their rookie draft picks, and rookie minicamp is underway. You can almost feel the intensity and electricity of football season again, right? The sweat flying off of helmets, the crunch of shoulder pads. No? Just how summer feels in the valley, with the sweat flying off you in a general sense and the crunch of the dead grass beneath your toes? We are getting an NFL season schedule soon, and training camp begins in less than 3 months. Season schedule, breaking Cardinals news as they look to sign a free agent or two, and the home of Arizona Cardinals football is still the local sports leader. Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments. Moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive. But when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Every day, helping, caring, supporting. Every day at APS, we're here to help with bill assistance and more when you need it most. We understand everyone's needs are different. That's why you'll find a variety of options that could help. Lower your bill with our energy support program. Qualified customers save up to 25 or 60% every month. Pay down your bill with crisis bill assistance and other programs and resources. Learn how you can get help with your bill at APS.com/brighter.
To go is a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second. Your hands on mine.
All these
the clock is ticking. So
this one's from the Mickey Mouse clock. Who's this?
Alyssa Cara.
Oh, Shakara's sister.
There you go.
All right. So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
As we went to break, I told you there's a new reality show coming out.
You teased me, didn't you?
It is the Real Houseboys of the PGA Tour. Oh, my gosh. It's so turning into a reality TV show. It's just stupid.
I don't want to be on the board. Wait, I want to be on the board.
Yeah.
You can't be on the board.
We don't want you on the board.
We're going to put you on a subcommittee.
Yes. We're speaking of one Roy McIlroy, who, after only being 6 months on the policy board, decided that he'd had enough, and after getting backstabbed by Jay Monahan, decided to step away. Webb Simpson took his place on the committee, or on the board. And then Rory said, you know, I'd kind of like to come back. And Webb said, well, you know, I'll go ahead and forego so you can come back. And it was just not that easy. And all of a sudden, there's a vote, 3-2.
And you know who the deciding vote was?
It was Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, and Patrick Cantlay all voted no for him to be able to come back. And so this is what Rory had to say about joining. So they found a place for him to have his voice but has no vote. And here's what he had to say about being on the PGA Tour Transaction Subcommittee.
I think a different perspective, maybe more of a international and global perspective. And I think, you know, working with two really impressive businessmen, John Henry and Joe Gorder, and, you know, them, you know, trying to, you know, they've done massive business deals in the past. And, you know, I guess my insight is more the picture of where the global game is and where it could go, and maybe my, you know, having, you know, good relationships on both sides, I think can help. So, I put my hand up to just want to be helpful.
So, interestingly enough, as you're listening to that, one of Rory's other sound bites where he talks about how he just couldn't understand. There were some people that were uncomfortable with him getting back on the board. But there are procedures and pathways that need to be followed. And so it wasn't being followed the way it needed to. So it just really didn't unfold for him to be able to join there. But when it was initially reported, it was only Tiger Woods that was going to be on that, only player on that subcommittee. Later it was found out, and Rory was asked about it. He said, so Rory, are you the only player? And he said, no, Tiger. And then he kind of stammered and stuttered like he didn't know whether he was supposed to say it or not. And then he finally said, and Adam Scott are the three players that are on this subcommittee.
Greg, let me paint you a little picture.
Yes,
we're out
please.
In a beautiful venue. I can paint. I can sit out here with my watercolors and paint all day if I painted. But it's like Greg, we're not letting you in to be a member of this prestigious club. However, Greg...
Yes.
We'll make sure that you get invited to a member guest. It's kind of like an honorary doctorate for a guy that washed out of college and then made it successfully going back to his alma mater and getting a getting an honorary, you know, doctorate degree.
All right. Hey, just a quick update. Saki is 2-under through 5 holes now, so she's playing very well out there on her start of the next round. Well, it's remarkable how tunes change.
Yes, it is.
And how tunes are changing. And one of the most vocal people talking about the way the tour and golf is fractured is Brandel Chambly, who Brandel is now starting to say it's time.
Yeah,
it's
I saw
time.
That.
Let's all kumbaya together. Here's what he had to say. I think.
Pardon me, I was in the middle of something. What's going on?
Brandel Chambly.
Brandel Chambly's.
Come right up, guys. Hang on. Sorry.
All right. We'll
issue kumbaya. Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Here we go.
All right.
Well, the PGA Tour's in this pickle, like it or not, but do you want to compete indefinitely with somebody who's not going to go away, who can outspend you, and if they're in business, every move they make that makes their tour better deletes your tour and causes more division within the tour. So the time is now, to Rory's point about making a deal. I wouldn't have said that a year ago. I don't think there's a lot of people in the world of golf that would be particularly enamored with the idea of making this deal. But it is the better end of the bargain at this point.
Well, the interesting part about this is, okay, this is between PIF and the PGA Tour. Brooks Koepka said it last week in his media day at the LIV Tour event in Singapore. He said this is not LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. This is the PIF and the PGA Tour. LIV is just one of PIF's companies.
Right.
And so it doesn't have anything to do with him. All he has to do is go out there and play golf. And if he plays golf, he's going to get paid to play golf. And that's what all of these players need to do, is they need to focus on playing. I think Brandel's right. Yes, there does need to be some type of coming together. But what is that coming together?
Yeah, what's the deal going to be? Right.
Right. Is it going to be that they have all of... First of all, if Liv is going to stay Liv, that's 54 players.
Right.
All right? There's 156 players that play in PGA Tour events. So if you've got 156 players playing in PGA Tour events, you've got 54 players playing in the Liv Tour, how are you going to merge those two together to be able to have one, so to speak, tour? And it's going to be, there will, then within 5 years, there will no longer be a PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and Liv Golf. They will all be one global tour under some type of name. Don't know what it's going to be. But how are you going to have room for all of these guys? And how are you going to meld because Ahamaharahi Sahalakran, he wants to have the team component. How do you have a team component?
Well, absolutely, but it's really interesting to me, because this is the white flag of surrender from Brandel Chamblee. He has finally realized that even though he is vehemently opposed to the PIF funding coming into the PGA Tour, he's finally realized there's not a darn thing he can do about it,
exactly.
No matter how many soapboxes he crawls on top of. And so I agree with Brandel, and in Brandel, all Brandel's doing is repeating what I've said, is it's time to come together, recognize the influence, the money, and quite honestly, the PGA Tour has let them in already, so it's nothing nefarious about it, but let's get down to the table and get those agreements hammered out and move forward.
Right, and the biggest thing is going to be is how are these two tours going to meld together like what the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour have melded. So when we come back, we've got more golf to talk about right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons.
Paul, it's on you. It's up to you to say something inspiring and thoughtful. What you got for us?
Well, yeah, this will be the last Suns coach of Gambo's career.
That's it. This is the last.
Wow.
This is it.
This wow. is the last.
Yeah,
you never really thought of it that way.
You
before.
Think he'll last 2 years, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think you're going to extend your career, so yeah, that's probably yeah. it.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6. On Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hi, I'm Oliver Smith. Let's talk about diamond tennis bracelets.
You know a thing or two about diamonds.
We do diamonds really well at Oliver Smith Jeweler. The past few years, we have been importing diamonds and manufacturing diamond tennis bracelets. This is important because we cut out the middleman. It's time to let the people know.
Dad, you have always been aggressive with your diamond prices.
Years ago, jewelers had high markups on everything. I figured out how to work with less margin and sell more faster.
And you're doing it again with your diamond tennis bracelets.
That's right. Top quality for the best price in town. We shopped our competition. We beat the market.
Better price and quality than other jewelers?
Yep.
Warehouse showrooms?
Yep.
Online sales companies?
Yep. We beat them all.
If you're looking for a diamond tennis bracelet, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Oliver Smith Jeweler. Shop us at Gainey Ranch on Scottsdale and Doubletree Ranch Road, or at our new store in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
Yep.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. The basketball playoffs are really heating up now. Hockey, too. The field of potential champions is dwindling by the day, and we are well into baseball season as well. Should be a good one here in Arizona. Look. Get to Twin Peaks. They have TVs everywhere. You can watch all these games at once. Plus, they have an outstanding food selection, including burgers, flatbreads, loaded fries, wings, and more. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at five convenient valley locations. So never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurt's, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, if your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Make your memorial memorable with Bunker to Bunker's 13th Annual Memorial Weekend Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses on Sunday, May 26th at Arizona Biltmore Golf Club. Open to the public, the two-person scramble benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital and is loaded with special prizes, awards, breakfast, and even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $115. The event is open to the public and singles are welcome, but space is limited, so come join us and register at BunkerGolf.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-838-6161. That's 800-838-6161. 800-838-6161.
But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the pain that I keep on closing.
All right, welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. Real quick, want to send a shout out again for Carlisle and all of their fundraising efforts in helping girls golf, LPGA, USGA, girls golf here in Arizona. Over $100,000 has been raised for the girls golf for right here in Arizona. So that's pretty remarkable to be able to see. So real quick, let's give a quick update and hear from our leader on the PGA Tour. They are playing the Wells Fargo. It is a signature event out there on the PGA Tour where Xander Schauffele has a four-shot lead at 11 under par over Rory McIlroy and Jason Day. Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele will be in the last group today, and Jason Day and Taylor Moore will be in the penultimate group, as they like
the
to say.
Penultimate.
Colin Morikawa is sitting in sixth place at 5 under par. But anyway, Xander Schauffele, like Rory McIlroy, has found a liking for Quail Hollow, and here's what he had to say about the weekend.
I mean, the more times any of us pros play courses, we typically get more comfortable.
What's your biggest key, you feel, for this weekend to stay in contention?
If I'm plotting from tee to green really well, so my putter doesn't feel bad. I just, you know, with the resurfacing of the greens, it's hard to get it close on some holes, and it's not like the property gives you a whole lot. You know, today I only can think of the drive of par 4 and didn't hit a great drive there. It was just tough with the one off the left and, you know, made a mess of the par 5 with that pitch there being like 15 feet short. That's sort of like the one shot, you know, I'd like to have back, and made that chip on 18 too. But other than that, you know, if I can go through a day and only nitpick a few shots, you're doing something right.
Well, so, Greg, of course, he loves the golf course. And listen, I played Quail. It's hard not to love that golf course. But let's talk a little bit about the ruling that Xander Schauffele got. Are you familiar with that?
It was very interesting as to what happened in round one. He blows it
way right.
Way right. Beyond the penalty area. It wasn't
still,
even in
it was still
the penalty
inbounds,
area,
though.
But it was still inbounds, right. But it was beyond the penalty area, which was interesting to hear him say that that wasn't part of the penalty area. And so there was a scoreboard in line of sight.
No. Contraire mon ami. There was the stat track.
Scoreboard or whatever.
No, there's the tracking system.
Right. Oh, the
shot link.
Shot link.
So Johnson Wagner, well, go ahead and tell you, and I'll tell the rest.
So anyway, so it was in line of sight. So it was the tour has a rule where if something like that is obstructing, that you get relief from that area. So he had to remain in the same area. Inside the penalty area, and so he was given relief, and it came to the outside edge of deep in the bushes,
yep.
In the mangroves or whatever, holly bushes or magnolia bushes, whatever they were. He received great relief, and tell our listeners what.
Well, so here was the deal, right? Hit it in the trees, kind of up against the fence, but couldn't make a swing. Now, what he did is he got a tour official in there and said, there's a little window that I can hit this ball through, but the shot link tower or guide wire holding up the shot link is going to be an obstruction. The rules official got in there and agreed with him, and the internet went ape, you know what, right? Because they said, oh, he couldn't hit that shot. Well, and he got relief.
It looked like he had plenty of room to be able to swing a golf club, so he exactly. wasn't getting anything he shouldn't have gotten.
So after play, Johnson Wagner, and this is why Golf Channel does such a good job in so many respects, but Johnson Wagner, former tour player, goes out there, recreates the whole deal. And they get a camera down in there, and you could see this little window, very small, but the rules official deemed it possible. Now, had he been four steps to the left, the trunk of the tree would have been in his way, and he wouldn't have had the same opportunity.
Right.
Right. So that's why the official gave him relief. As it turns out, it was the correct call. Johnson Wagner says, you know, Xander Schauffele, best player in the world, me, I'm not on tour anymore. But Johnson Wagner put down a ball very close to where Xander had hit it from. There hadn't been anybody else there.
Right.
So as you tell. And he actually chipped it through that window and got it down by the green. So I had a buddy of mine at work talking about it, saying, oh, it's terrible, ruined, blah, blah, blah. I said, let's watch it. We watched this. And it turns out, although at first blush it looked a little controversial, it was the right call. It was the right ruling. So I think it was very, very interesting that they would go out and recreate that, because it caused such a firestorm of, the online Twitter police were sounding the alarm and their sirens very, very loudly. And they were incorrect, as so often happens in groupthink. Internet.
So, Jim, if you were leading in approach to the green strokes gained, approach to the green strokes gained around the green and strokes gained total, you were number one in all of those categories, while number six in greens and regulation. Whoop, I'm sorry, number one in greens and regulation. He's hit 28 out of 36 greens in regulation.
How would I be feeling? Is that what you're asking?
How would you think your chances are of being able to win?
I would think pretty good. I just want to keep it going Saturday and Sunday. I would think that my. Past performance is not indicative of future results, but I'd feel pretty good about my things.
And if you look at his rounds, he shot 64 the first round, pretty darn good round there at Quail Hollow, but shot 67 the second round, so shot two really good rounds of golf, and it's not like he went super ballistic low, so it should be able to maintain the steady golf, and that just means these guys are going to have, the guys that are chasing him, Jason Day and Rory McIlroy, are going to have to, they're going to have to play exceptionally well to be able to make up ground on that four-shot lead. Colin Morikawa is sitting six shots back. He's going to have to work a little bit harder And here's what he had to say about his recent successes out there.
You know, trust takes time, and that's hard to build, even though I've done it for so many years. When you build in a pattern, it's kind of hard to break out of it sometimes, and it's just kind of, you know, getting out of that. And then today, to be honest, you know, the ninth hole, my last hole, was probably the worst swing I had. And if that's going to be my worst swing, you know, I'm going to be able to trust it a lot more. So it's just building it in through these rounds and seeing it, you know, play out. And thankfully, I've seen those shots kind of come through.
So we're sitting here and watching the players start to make the turn, and Siri Pachana of Grand Canyon University ilk is just now making the turn, playing by that be so difficult.
That's weird, isn't it?
She played. Yeah. She played in an hour and 42 minutes as a single. And the next group behind her is out on the seventh hole right now, which is Saki Baba.
Are they on the clock?
I don't think so. And Aliyah Abdul Kahani are out there on about the seventh hole. But yeah, gotta be kind of tough playing that way. Anyway, when we come back, we're gonna hear from Rose Zhang, who just finished up her finals at Stanford. And much, much more. We've got to make sure we talk about the North Carolina NCAA regionals for the women. There's the Arizona teams represented. The Bunker Bunker Golf Show will be back with more golf right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs at the Orioles.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Cattell shoots it off the foot of the pitcher, Cano. He picks it up with a bare hand and throws to first in time. The ball game is over, and the Orioles win it on a kick save by their closer. Unbelievable.
Listen to the Arizona Diamondbacks play ball on Arizona Sports 98.7, ESPN 620, and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. If you joined the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution yet, if you haven't, I just don't understand. It really works. You go for 30 minutes a day, three times a week. By the time you walk out of there, depending upon what time of day you go, I go at 7 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I'm done from there, I have so much energy the rest of the day, it's remarkable. And that's the biggest thing. Get your body up, get your body awake, get moving, and feel great all day long. And that's what Bill can bring to you. He doesn't just bring to you fitness, he brings to you nutrition. He brings to you good, sound mind mentally. He brings everything together in one package for you to be able to get the best out of yourself every day. You don't have to go there to get in shape. You could already be in shape. You just want to get better. Or, if you want to get in shape, that's the best place to go. See Bill Ross. Like many other Bunker listeners have, joined the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution. You should too. And right now, you can save money. You can get $100 off your first program and get a free consultation with Bill by going to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or just call Bill at 602-230-851 and tell him Greg sent you from the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show to get your health and body and mind in shape today.
Cardinals signed some of their rookie draft picks, and rookie minicamp is underway. You can almost feel the intensity and electricity of football season again, right? The sweat flying off of helmets, the crunch of shoulder pads. No? Just how summer feels in the valley, with the sweat flying off you in a general sense and the crunch of the dead grass beneath your toes? We are getting an NFL season schedule soon, and training camp begins in less than 3 months. Season schedule, breaking Cardinals news as they look to sign a free agent or two. And the home of Arizona Cardinals football is still the local sports leader. Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Arizona Diamondbacks legend Luis Gonzalez is up to bat for Sanderson Ford. Here's the pitch from Sanderson Ford president David Kimmerly. It looks like a changeup. And he knocks it out of the park for a home run.
Alonso is going out to the mound to have a few words with David.
David, did you really think you were going to get me with a 69-mile-an-hour changeup?
We're celebrating our 69th anniversary, and everyone is going to get a home run deal on over 500 new Fords on the lot.
Now, during the Mighty Fine 69 anniversary sale, get home run deals like these.
Get Mighty Fine 1.9 APR financing for 72 months on new F-150 trucks. Get 0% APR financing for 66 months plus $1,000 flex buy cash on new Escapes.
2023 models OEC through Ford Motor Credit. Not valid on Raptor and Tremor. Offers expire May 31st.
Catch the savings at Sanderson Ford.
Sanderson Ford is a proud partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Sanderson Ford.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Being hurt in an accident can change your life, and we want you to be empowered in that situation, and that is why we tell you to call Sweet James. Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and when one of our listeners got hurt in a motorcycle accident, he was shocked by the lowball offer he got from the insurance company, and he called Sweet James, and his new team of attorneys helped him get the medical care needed to get on that bike again, and then they fought tirelessly to deliver a $400,000 win. Now, no firm can guarantee outcomes, but if you're ever hurt in an accident, you need a team of local attorneys who have the care, the skill, and the resources to win the most for you. And Sweet James brings over 500 trials of experience to every case, big or small, and that is why they win 98% of the time, and they win big. Call Sweet James at 800-9-MILLION. That's 800-9-MILLION. Find them online at sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
Hang on a minute. I got to break in here and tell my young crunk brothers and sisters about the Memorial Weekend Preview Sale going on at Brooklyn Betting. That's right. Now through May 23rd, everything in-store and online is 25% off. Everything is 25% off at Brooklyn Betting. So get in your car and get on over to one of Brooklyn Betting's 14 basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you for the Memorial Weekend Preview Sale. It's Brooklyn Betting, and it's Arizona built for America's dreams.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
No fighting.
No fighting.
Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man want to smash
her
knees.
She come
sit down, Bonita.
Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make the woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of her body.
Yeah, baby.
You know what, Greg? I know you always say this on your golf tip of the week, but the hips don't lie.
The hips don't lie, baby, no doubt. Yeah. All right, so there's all kinds of things going on, but we got to get into this first.
Yes.
The LPGA is playing. They're playing the Cognizant Founders. Big event. It is honoring the 13 founders of the LPGA Tour, and they are playing over there in Clifton, New Jersey, where Madeline Sagstrom is tied for the lead. Madeline Sagstrom's been playing some amazing golf the last several weeks, moving up that leaderboard. She finds herself atop that leaderboard, battling against Rose Zhang, who just finished up all of her finals and fired a little opening round 63. Here's what Rose had to say when she was done the other day.
The game of golf is obviously very difficult. I've been having a little bit of a struggle bus here and there on a couple events, but I think for me today it was just I felt a lot more comfortable out there. I felt like my swing was, I was able to swing the way I wanted to, and it almost felt like I was just kind of dialed in. And I think overall it's just a little bit of rest and a little bit more of the confidence in my own game and trying to prep for that.
Well, and also you've got one less distraction in right. your life of having college finals, and she had made a commitment that she was going to finish school and everything, and here her team is getting ready to go to the NCAAs in the next couple weeks. They'll be over there at La Costa.
Hey, do you think she's still on scholarship at Stanford?
I'm pretty sure she's not. So the NCAA regionals have been set, and they were played this last week, and let's see if I can give you a quick updates. In the Auburn regional, those advancing were Auburn, Oregon, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tulsa. Couple teams missing were Georgia, Houston, U of M, the University of Michigan. Then you go to one of the other regionals in Bermuda Run, North Carolina, great country
great golf
club.
Course,
yes,
yeah.
It is. Ole Miss, Texas, Wake Forest, Mississippi State, and Oregon State make it there. Tennessee, North Texas, UCF, Miss. Navy has a women's golf team. In the East Lansing, Michigan regional, hosted by the Michigan State Spartan women, USC, Oklahoma State, Michigan State, Northwestern, and Pepperdine advance. If you go on down a little bit further, in the Bryan region in Bryan, Texas, LSU, Clemson, Vanderbilt, Texas all advance. Ohio State misses out. You go into the Las Vegas region where Arkansas, Purdue, Baylor, UCLA, and Florida State all advance. The Arizona University or UA or whatever they're calling themselves now, U Arizona, they missed out. So they're not advancing to the NCAAs. But in the, what is that?
Clay-Ellum, Washington.
All right. Stanford wins by 18 shots over Duke, 29 shots over Virginia, 38 shots over Arizona State,
wow.
and 40 shots over San Jose State. Those are your qualifiers.
But Arizona State still gets in.
That's Arizona State.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So there's a chance. Rachel Heck was your medalist at 8 under par there to be going. She was going anyway. So that's some of what you're going to see in the NCAAs being played in La Costa in a couple weeks.
Yep. This is a great time of year for all things golf. I love college golf right now because you're having your regionals, you get your NCAAs, the ladies, the men. It's kind of like the baseball and softball stuff. It's just 24/7.
All right. So I don't know where to go since we've only got
I'll ask you
minutes.
Here. I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
The PGA Championship is coming up next week. Do you guys have any favorites?
Well,
Jesse Mueller.
Scotty Scheffler, if he's there, but no, I think with it being at Valhalla, I think you're going to see Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, or Xander Schauffele could be. Rory makes a good run at it, but falls short.
I think it's going to be Brooks Koepka or Rory McIlroy.
And I'm glad you brought that up because did you see the broadcasting crew for the PGA Championship?
I did not.
It's Dan Hicks and Mike Tirico are the main guys.
Okay.
And then you're going to have in the booth with them Brad Faxon and Brando Chambly. So they're starting to settle in, and who's replacing Paul Azinger?
Yep.
So they're going to co-pilot it with Brad Faxon and Brando Chambly. And then also because the people spoke.
Yep.
Jerry Koch and Roger Maltby are going to be at the PGA Championship on course.
Oh, that's
it
nice.
It is so great to be able to hear.
My favorite guys, I'm picking John Rahm.
Okay. Good for you.
I think Brandon Chambliss heir apparent to that job, by the way.
All right, well, we want to
thank... he wants it, yes.
We want to thank Matt Clark, your director of the Carlisle Women's Arizona Golf Classic, for joining us. We want to thank Dave Smith with Carlisle for joining us. And we want to thank you for tuning in and putting up with us as we share our viewpoints on the world of golf. Make sure you get out here to the TPC Champion Course and check out the Ladies of the Future for the PGA, LPGA Tour. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show every Saturday. Kev McCabe is up next. In the meantime, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And be safe and play some golf. We're out of here.
Holla.